And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication, for a juicy taste of what's currently on show in cinemas tonight. Continuing on the past 2 weeks' theme of xenophobia, a theme Peter introduced when speaking about the films Gran Torino and Welcome, today he tells us about two more films, London River, the moving story of a Muslim father and a Christian mother searching for their children, and Eden is West, a film by Greek director Costa Gavras, in which the plight of one lone, illegal migrant is pictured up against a materialistically self-absorbed Europe.
It doesn't say where the young man comes from, but he's certainly from the Middle East.
It's an interesting title as well, isn't it?
Yes, so that paradise used to be there, and so right. The dream then it's in the West. But the whole boatload of them in the Mediterranean is taken by the authorities, and once again a couple of them jump over. And the central young man of this, who again would be 25 to 30, he wants to get to Paris this time. That's his goal.
To go.
A Paris.
A Paris.
A Paris.
And so it's trying to get across Europe. And he lands, ironically enough, at a nudist beach of this luxury hotel.
Salon, s'il vous plaît. Thank you.
And so, in fact, he has no clothes, nothing.
Which makes him the same as everyone else.
Yes, but he's also a bit like a new Adam, so to speak.
Right.
And he has then to get clothes, he has to get some kind of support, so that starting from nothing, he makes his way, sadly, across Europe, and the European Union doesn't seem as filled with as friendly people as one might hope.
Come on, buddy. Buddy.
He does meet a number of genial people.
My name is Christina, and you?
Elias.
Elias.
Unfortunately, and this is not spoiling the ending, in a way, the film just stops. There's perhaps a clue, but it doesn't indicate, you know, whether he's going to be returned or whether he's going to stay or what. It just gives you the possibilities and what the young man experiences as he goes through this journey. So, in a way, the two films go together. Eden is West is the journey to the West, and Welcome is what happens when the people have arrived and are almost at their goal and the difficulties of getting there.
I think it's very important that film, which is such a powerful medium and that reaches so many people, gives a face, gives a personality to these people that get on boats and cross the sea and risk their lives, and many of them do die. And they're just numbers for us in the newspaper.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, because a slogan that I thought of a couple of years ago listening to a catechetical speaker, in fact, and the phrase, the voice for the voiceless, which is what radio does or what,
right.
Catholic agencies can do. And it seemed to me, because of film and my interest in images, that what people are doing and what we should be fostering is what you just said, giving a face for the faceless.
Right. I think that's very important. The other film you were mentioning is London River, which is also a film about xenophobia in a way and overcoming maybe differences.
It is. It's almost schematic in the way that it goes, but that helps us to understand it, that an elderly forester from Algeria who works in France, left his family behind in Algeria, comes to London to search for his son, because the mother is upset that there have been the bombings on the 7th of July 2005.
Okay, so the film's set after the July bombings in London.
It is.
Right.
In fact, there's a lot of television footage so that you can actually reconstruct or remember what happened on that day.
Of Londoners are standing on corners asking themselves what has happened here and who could possibly have done this. Dozens of the
But Brenda Blethyn plays a woman living on Guernsey whose daughter is studying in London, and she can't get her on the phone, so she comes to London too, and by various strands of
So two very fate. Different protagonists.
Yes, and you see that she goes to a church and she calls herself an on-and-off Protestant, but you see him as a Muslim praying most devoutly, that is, before they come to London. So mm-hmm. you know not only is it race and colour, you know it's religion as well. And so all the baggage, especially that she brings and finds that her daughter lived in a very Muslim part of London, and she never thought of it, can't understand it, and is very suspicious of the man.
Police, please. My daughter's missing.
I'm looking for his son.
I met this African who's got a photograph of her at the mosque.
Your daughter, no, his son.
Police believe they're dealing with Britain's first suicide bombs.
She's been converted. I don't know what's going on. I'm really scared.
But gradually, of course, in their search, they come to understand and appreciate each other better.
I've read that her character is actually a woman who does not realise how prejudiced she is.
Where's my daughter?
She's never had the chance to test it, really, down there in Guernsey. I've never been there, but I presume there are not a lot of Algerians in Guernsey at the moment.
But don't you think this is something that could apply to so many people?
It could indeed. I think it's... I think because it's Brenda Blethyn doing her very good performance, that a lot of British audiences will identify with her and her situation, and therefore, as you suggest, actually learn from that identifying with her character.
The film, as you recount it, could take a dramatic turn. It could also take a lighter turn. Can you tell us where it leads to, without giving us the end, of course?
Well, I suppose one of the things you discover that the two, the son and the daughter, do actually know each other, and that's part of the discovery. That they were at a mosque actually, you know, doing Arabic studies, which again is beyond her comprehension. So in that sense, it's very positive of what might happen. And in that sense, and I won't reveal whether they were killed in the bombings or not, in a sense that doesn't matter so much for the effect on the parents. Whether they were dead or whether they were alive, it would mean that the parents had a deeper understanding. And to that extent, there's more hope and positive outlook.
In a way, it's the worlds apart strangers that come to realise that they're much closer than they thought they were.
It is, and I was glad that our ecumenical jury in Berlin gave an award to London River as well as to Welcome, because they're acknowledging that what we have in common with all churches and with all faiths and with humanists is human values and our common humanity.
Well, thanks there to Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus. Next week, be sure to tune in at this same time for a completely different kind of film. It's called The Young Victoria, and it takes us inside the mind and the feelings of a young princess and a young queen.